Blog Talk Radio.
Delighted to be with you once again for our broadcast. What a blessing of the Lord it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Time to share once again. Hallelujah. Glory to God with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. And we just can't thank him and praise him enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all that he's done and he's doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank him for his goodness and thank him for his mercy. My voice is a little bit lower today, but nevertheless, we are pressing in. Hallelujah. And pressing forward to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you know, we have been sharing with you on various subjects. Praise God. Of course, we're sharing from the Of God series. And I know it's somewhat of an unusual name, but when I first originally received it, I thought it was just going to be the Love of God, and that's it. But God had other plans, hallelujah, glory to God, with regard to this teaching, of course, taking us into various aspects, various word studies, various aspects of the word study, definitions and applications as well. And so we thank and praise him, hallelujah, glory to God, with just trying to be obedient to what he has led to do and or placed, of course, in our spirits. And we thank and praise God that he has honored us to be able to do so. And give him the glory. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes we have our plans and We think we're going to go one way, but God has another plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have to be open. Praise God to go to the plan that he has, because you don't know exactly who all you're going to be talking to and what their needs are. So he has no knowledge, full knowledge of everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes we forget that fact. We think that he doesn't, but he does. And so, therefore, he knows the heart and the needs of every man, woman, girl, and boy, regardless of what age level we are and or our status quo. Amen. So we thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God for being able to do this today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you know, the message is not real long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But praise God, it is to the point. And we'll be closing out on one part, one aspect, by faith. What we're talking about, the compassion of God, and we're talking about the special emphasis on empathy, which is going to continue today. But we also want to be talking about, as I said, some additional words that is synonyms and different things that apply to this relative to this very subject. And sometimes we miss it because certain words are used that we don't understand and that we don't see the connection. But there is a connection to those terms and the words. And so sometimes we need to be able to just go in and dig a little deeper and emphasize, praise God. And that is, I think, the pathway that we are doing, hallelujah, glory to God, at this present time. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's not that we are varying from our subject or we're not sticking to our subject, praise God, but that just to be able to go in and just to emphasize and stress the various points as it pertains to the subject. Hallelujah, glory to God, and be able to apply them in different situations. Hallelujah, glory to God. Life has many twists and turns, many changes, and sometimes we don't understand all that is coming our way. Hallelujah. So, praise God, sometimes it's like a double headlight hitting, you know, but and you're blinded for a moment to be able to see and understand what is in front of you. But when you sit down, you take the time and analyze it, and then you'll be able to see, oh, my God, you know, I should have recognized that. But you missed it because you just wasn't focused in the right way, or you were blinded by that which was coming towards you. So learning, hallelujah, glory to God, the different aspects and application of how words are used pertaining to certain subjects, it really has its relevancy. And so we need to understand that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're not going to do too much talking. We want to make sure that we get the message out today. As you know, I'm your host, Dr. Lillian Robinson Desso. My telephone number is 305-917-5223. My email, of course, is drlily@yahoo.com. And my website is www.apostlecondesso.com. Amen. Now, call the number for the show, or the program broadcast, 319-527-6788. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are going to get ready to get into prayer in a few minutes. Matter of fact, praise God. We're going to play a little bit of a song, and then we're going to come right back and get into prayer, and we'll go on from there. Listen and be blessed. Thank you.
didn't feel that, you know. I said it by Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. And effective mentalization, or mentalizing, well, of course, that's another one, uses clues like body language, facial expression, knowledge about the other's beliefs and or situation, and context to understand more about what one is empathizing with. And the two, cognitive empathy is the ability to understand another's perspective or mental state. Now, the terms of empathic accuracy, social cognition, receptive taking, theory of mind, and mentalizing are often used synonymously. But due to a lack of study comparison, comparing, say, theory of mind with types of empathy, it is unclear whether these are equivalent. And of course, that's me from Wikipedia. Although measures of cognitive empathy include self-report, questionnaires, and behavioral measures, 2019 meta-analysis found only a negligible association between self-report and behavioral measures, suggesting that people are generally not able to accurately access their own cognitive empathy ability. And that is for some, of course. Cognitive empathy can be subdivided into the following scales, again, as stated by Wikipedia, such as perspective taking, the tendency to spontaneously adopt other psychological perspectives, as opposed to adopting and or applying one's own perspective regarding situations and or concerns. B, to fantasies, a tendency to identify with fictional characters, such as allowing one's imagination to run wild to over-exaggerate. And C, tactical or strategic emphasis, deliberate use of perspective taking to achieve certain desires and desired ends, you might say, deliberately planned and, of course, in-depth forethought. And, of course, emotional regulation, a damper on the emotional contagion process that allows you to empathize without being overwhelmed by the emotion you are empathizing with. Take it in to the point that you lose your sense of peace, is an example. Or that the ability to function normally or properly and or you yourself find yourself in a shutdown position. And that in and of itself speaks volumes when you are a counselor or professional or some other service area where you tend to become overly involved. Now, the scientific community has not coalesced around a precise definition of these constructs, but there is consensus about this distinction. Affective cognitive empathy are also independent from one another. Someone who strongly empathizes emotionally is not necessarily good in understanding another's perspective, which, of course, explains why there seems to be, at times, an insensitivity related to some people as it relates to their problem, situation, and circumstances from time to time. The reason being critical spirit or responsive and not understanding heart. So in closing, let us all be mindful of the fact that we need to be more empathetic in action and respond to others and as we encounter them from day to day. Amen. God bless you.
And amen, and amen again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The compassion of God, part B, with special emphasis on empathy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for that first and foremost. And we thank you, hallelujah, for being with us again this evening as we come into the conclusion of that particular portion. Of course, we will be back by God's grace on next week, and we will be sharing again. Praise God. As I mentioned earlier, we are dealing with it from the word aspect, it's almost a topical type of aspect that we are talking and sharing and teaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And even though that may seem insignificant, it is very much significant. Not just the terminology or the phrases of it, but the application of it as well. How it's used, how it's applied, to what situation, and how it's applied to different situations. And of course, I'm saying this not only just from the book per se, and or the studies or what have you, but also from practical experience as being a counselor. Hallelujah, glory to God. And some of my other functions over my years and work history and all of that, I've seen some of this, praise God, but primarily as a counselor per se and as a minister, I've seen some things as I've gone through, as a prophet as well, I've seen some things and witnessed some things as well. So I do understand and have some kind of understanding, comprehension of what I'm talking about when I share these things as well. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. It's not just I sit down and read it, so that's it. No, we can go into more detail. But we try to limit it because, again, we have a certain amount of time in which we are on air. But for more, if you have any questions or prayer, counseling, or anything of that nature, feel free to call us at 305-917-5223. And if you just want to talk to me, praise God, I'm available for that as well. So God bless you until we come together again. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that Jesus loves you and he gave his life for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you now. Thank you.